October 31st, p.m.
Comes about second time.
भगवान के परम प्रिय भक्त गुरु का चरणाश्रय करना आवश्यक है और उनकी विषम रूप में सेवा करनी बोध करता है। बोध करने पर वो सदगुरु पदाश्रय करता है
and then it takes shelter at the feet of Sadhguru.
और फिर उनसे शिक्षा दीक्षा भजन शिक्षा प्राप्त की जाती
है। शिक्षा एंड दीक्षा from him.
सदाचार की शिक्षा भी उनसे
की जाती है। Also instructions about Vaishnav etiquette, सदाचार।
इसके द्वारा स्वजाती आश्रय स्निग्ध भक्ति पथ में अभिज्ञ गुरु या साधु के संग का सौभाग्य पैदा
होता
है। उनके निर्देश में भजन करने से समर्थ निवृत्ति प्रेम पर्जन का फल
प्राप्त होता है।
तस्मात् गुरु प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु श्रेयः उत्तमम् शांति परिचर्य सनातन ब्रह्मण्य समाज। इसलिए जो अपना परमार्थिक कल्याण चाहते हैं, चारा लीजिए परमार्थिक कल्याण क्या
बेनिफिट अल्टीमेट बेनिफिट
सदगुरु शरणागत
सदगुरु
सदगुरु पवार भगवान अपेक्षा वो दुर्लभ।
एक्चुअली इट इज more rare to get Sadguru than to get Bhagavan himself.
Manne Vaikuntha Priya Darshan. Aur aisa guru mil gaya.
If you receive such
a guru mil gaya. Samjho ki Bhagavan mil gaya.
It seems that Bhagavan has already come in your pocket.
Unki kripa se jaldi hi prem hoga aur
very quickly prem will come in your heart.
Bhagavan ki prapti ho
jayegi.
Gurudev kaisa
whatever guru should
jo be, sabda brahma.
He is actually expert in shabda
Suti brahma. Suti shabda
means in expert Sastra in scriptures.
Pardasi vidvan.
Aspirant intelligence.
Akhil Suti.
Akhil Suti. All the Vedic literatures.
Ved Upanishad. Puran.
Puranas.
Bhagavad. Gita. Ityadi Shastra mein
Pardasi. He should be very expert.
Jise ki शिष्य के किसी भी प्रकार के संदेह को दूर कर
सके, एबल टू रिमूव एनी डाउट फ्रॉम द हार्ट ऑफ द डिसाइपल।
साथ ही पर ब्रह्म में निष्ठा मिलती
है, स्ट्रॉन्ग फेथ इन द सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन पर ब्रह्म में
पर ब्रह्म पर निश्चित तत्व ज्ञानी भी होना चाहिए, जिसे कि अनुभव के द्वारा अपनी बातों को शिष्य को बतला सके। शास्त्र की बात पीछे, गुरु शिष्य को अपने अनुभव की बात बतला करके भक्ति राज्य में उसको प्रवेश
कराएं।
नारद जी ने अपनी अनुभूति
नारद गेव हिज ओन रियलाइज नॉलेज टू व्यासदेव।
गोप कुमार भी चंद शर्मा को अपनी अनुभूति बतला करके
नॉलेज ही हैड रियलाइज टू जन शर्मा द ब्राह्मण एंड देन कुमार टच द हेड ऑफ जन शर्मा इन द मोमेंट जन शर्मा रिसीव द गोप भाव।
तात्पर्य की महत्ता द्वारा जो श्रद्धा प्राप्त
हो, वन रिसीव्स फेथ थ्रू द एसोसिएशन ऑफ ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज।
jara mahakripa prapta kete etesha.
Those who want to obtain the mercy of great souls.
Jara sadguru.
Mr. Sadguru.
Je mahat.
Sadguru is a great person, great soul.
এইসব লক্ষণ গুলি তার মধ্যে হওয়া চাই। তাৎপর্যের জ্ঞান শ্রীমদ ভাগবত আদি শাস্ত্র
যে
শাস্তি প্রমাণ ও যুক্তি কে দ্বারা শিষ্য কে সংশয় কে
ছেদন
যারা সুদৃঢ় বিশ্বাস আর সুদৃঢ় নিষ্ঠা
সঙ্গে
ভগবানের ভজন করে কিছু অনুভূতি লাভ করেছেন এমন গুরু যে গুরু কোন ভজন করে নাই শাস্ত্রী ইত্যাদি সব দেখেছে ওই রকম গুরু দ্বারা হবে না ভগবানের কৃপা শক্তি প্রাপ্ত হইয়া অপরোক্ষ অনুভূতি প্রাপ্ত
করেছে
তথা শিষ্য হৃদয়ে তিনি শক্তি সঞ্চার
করেন
উত্তম অধিকারী যদি
হয়
প্রদান করে যে শিক্ষা দ্বারা ধীরে ধীরে ভক্তি
তার
কাম ক্রোধ লোভ আদি এই চারটি লক্ষণ যাহাতে বিদ্যমান তিনি সদ্গুরু এই রকম সদ্গুরু দেখে তারপর তাহাকে সদ্গুরু অন্যদিকে গুরুরূপে তে পরিচয় যারা দিবে দেখতে হবে সদ্গুলে তে জন্ম
should be born in a good family.
আর গুণ থাকলেও যদি উপযুক্ত চারটি গুণ না থাকে তাকে গুণ করবে
actually someone is born in a very good family
ব্রাহ্মণ কুলে তো জন্ম আর পাখি কুলে কোন কুলে না
but does not have above four characteristics then he is not a guru guru must have the above mentioned four characteristics
আচ্ছা না কি গুরু নাস্যা
মহাপ্রভু
নিশ্চিত এই বচনে দ্বারা
মহাপ্রভু
সদগুরু কৃষ্ণ
এক্সপার্ট ইন দ্য নলেজ অবাউট শ্রী কৃষ্ণ
এই কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ব
দিস নলেজ অবাউট কৃষ্ণ
মহাপুরুষের দীক্ষা দ্বারা মন্ত্র দ্বারা জীবের পুরুষার্থ ভগবত প্রাপ্তি এই হচ্ছে প্রথম
কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্র
অঙ্গু বিজ্ঞান
দেন দ্য স্প্রাউট অফ দ্য ডিভোশন উইল কাম ইন দ্য হার্ট অফ দ্য ডিসাইপল
এই দীক্ষা এক দিনে হয় না
দিস উইল নট হ্যাপেন ইন ওয়ান ডে
এক দিনে
নট ইন ওয়ান ডে
বিশেষ করে
স্পেশালি
যে আনুষ্ঠানিক দীক্ষা
আনুষ্ঠানিক দীক্ষা ফর্মাল ইনিশিয়েশন
ওই দিন থেকে আরম্ভ করে
বিগিনস ফ্রম দ্যাট ডে
রতি অথবা ভাব উৎপন্ন হওয়া পর্যন্ত এই দীক্ষা চলছে
দেন দীক্ষা উইল গো অন টিল ভাব কামস ইন দ্য হার্ট দীক্ষা প্রসেস
এই দিন থেকে
when you take formal initiation
দীক্ষা হলো
তো মন্ত্র দীক্ষা
ওই দিন থেকে আরম্ভ হলো কি
ফ্রম দ্যাট ডে
যাতে পারমার্থিক দীক্ষা তার হয়
দেন one will go to stage parmarthik diksha at the stage
ekhan ki arambh kare sadhak bhajan karte 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 dikha hote dikha gyan
dikham gyanam
koi
rati in the transcendental knowledge dikham gyanam
vishesh vishesh
when we have stage of bhava shuddha
shuddha satva vishesh
atma prem
koi tanke tan mein asle
ha the shuddha satva descends in the
si anubhav kar le sa tar sarup par uplabdhi hobe
then he will realize it at that time.
Srila
Rupa Goswami has said,
Guru Patasya Tasma Krishna Diksha Shiksha.
First one should take shelter at the feet of Guru, then
Guru Patasya
Diksha and Shiksha.
Or Krishna Mantra Me Diksha.
Then one should first take shelter at the feet of Guru, then
Guru Patasya Maja Harinam.
Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra.
Or Krishna Mantra Te Diksha.
Then one should take Diksha and Krishna Mantra.
Tātare Bhagavat Dharma Adi Shiksha.
Then one should learn Srimad Bhagavat.
Vishwat Purvat. Visham Vena.
Then one should very intimately.
Guru Seva.
Sir Srila Gurudev.
Gurudev Seva.
One should serve Guru very intimately.
Etat Dara.
That is.
Guru Padasya.
Through all these activities, one takes shelter at the feet of Guru.
Guru Mantra Niye Dilam.
If you have taken Guru Mantra.
Thus, Atmana Sambandhana.
From today onwards, there is no regulation. But this is not all limbs of devotion. Simply mantra is not
enough.
Diksha is necessary and all that acceptfully serving Guru Deva.
Sadacha adi sambandhe siksha ityadi.
Also one should take instructions about devotion etiquette, sadacha.
Abhiraj Goswami bolche. Guru Padasya Diksha Guru Seva.
Tatpurya Guru and service to the Diksha.
Diksha Mantra Karanle Purbe.
Before taking Diksha Mantra.
Diksha Karanle Purbe.
Before Diksha Mantra.
Guru Samim Akar Tan Man Bachan Se Guru Ko Prasanna Karna Chahiye.
Try to please Guru, make Guru happy by our body, mind and soul.
Gita Ki Tadvidhi
Tadvidhi Pranipate
Pranipate Na Prasnena Seva Takhan Tini Anugrah Kare.
So when we serve Guru Deva offering obeisances and inquiries, then he will show.
Ate Diksha Purva Tata Prasanna Karte Hove. Etake Guru Prasakti Bole. Yahan te Guru aur Shishya Paraspar Swabhav Lakshan Ityadi Parikha.
Actually Guru,
Guru
will examine the disciple's nature. How this disciple is serving me? What is his nature? Has he come here to perform Hari Bhajan or for some mundane? And Shishya will also examine Guru. He will also observe the behavior of Guru. Does Guru Deva know
Bhagavan?
Does he realize Bhagavan or not? Is he still attached to material identification or not? Shishya will also
observe.
If he has some defects, then he will leave the
Guru.
If he is happy with the Guru, disciple is happy with Guru and Guru is happy with disciple, then they will
leave.
Generally, instruction will be given, do the naam.
But he
will not give Hari naam. Guru will accept
disciple. निष्कपट सेवा के द्वारा संतुष्ट परम कृपा कर गुरु पाद पद्म से यथार्थ दीक्षा होती है.
When we serve Guru without duplicity, then that is the real Diksha and this is the greatest treasure. So this is the ultimate goal of the life of the disciple, that to serve Guru without duplicity. It's not that the Guru and disciple.
Bhajan ke padhya padha. Bich mein jadi Guru ko dekha jayde ye Guru nahi hai. वही शिष्य जो स्वार्थी होगा सब समय बखेड़ उत्पन्न करेगा. गुरु को शांति नहीं रहने देगा. इसलिए रूप गोस्वामी ने कहा है बहुत शिष्य कर बेटा.
डोंट टेक मेनी डिसाइपल्स. रूप गोस्वामी ने
कहा बेटा
डोंट टेक टू मेनी डिसाइपल्स.
पूर्व कमर लोग ऐसे जाए
परीक्षा
और आप
फर्स्ट
এমন উৎপাত করে
সো মাচ ননসেন্স
গুরুদেবের দিন রাত ওই চিন্তা থেকে যে ভজন কি
করবে we get any good sleep. You'll be only worried the whole day and whole night about this disciple. First, you should examine the disciple and then
you should accept the disciple.
Don't take unqualified disciples. Don't give
up.
Actually, they create many thorns in the life of Guru, unqualified disciples accepting Harinam and
Diksha. If
Guru has no quality of a Vaishnava, even if he has thousands of disciples, if the disciples don't have a Sadguru, then they are never
living.
Guru should be very dedicated to devotional service. He should have realized Bhagavan. Unless the Guru is socialized, he will not get any benefit. Otherwise, disciples' life will be ruined.
কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ ভক্তে So we are discussing Srimad Devaji Kadambini, where the compiler of this literature, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, is describing how by the accumulation of Bhakti Sukriti over many lives, one gets the good fortune of attaining Sadhusanga. By hearing Harikatha in that Sadhusanga, one obtains Shraddha, faith. Then again, upon achievement of faith, then again one performs Sadhusanga. Again, the second time. At this second time of Sadhusanga, the disciple has realized the complete necessity of taking shelter of the feet of Guru and performing Vishrambha Seva to the Guru, service full of intimacy. Therefore, upon performing this second stage of Sadhusanga, one will serve the Guru, and after pleasing him, one will take Diksha and Shiksha. The Guru will instruct the disciple in all type of good behavior in relationship to Hari Guru Vaishnava. Also, the disciple can understand the necessity of Swajatiya Asray Snigdha. The disciple will understand, I should take shelter of a sadhu who is more advanced than me, who is desirous of it, who is in the same line of thought, who can give the same thing that I want, and also who is affectionate for me. To me. Thereupon achieving this type of instruction and serving the Guru, then anatanavritti, the cessation of unwanted things, occurs and one progresses towards the path of prema bhakti. Therefore this sadhusanga causes the arousal of all good fortune for the jiva. Therefore what is the symptom of such a Guru? Tasmat Guru Prapadya Taki Gyasa Sriyotama Sabde Paraninishnatam Brahman Upasama Sriyam. Therefore in the Padma Purana it says, one who wants Paramatik Sriha, one who wants their own transcendental good fortune, they should take shelter of such a Guru who is possessed of all transcendental good qualities. Therefore we should understand that when we meet Guru, we should understand in one sense we have met Bhagavan himself. Also, the Guru is to be considered more than Bhagavan. Therefore, that Guru has the symptoms. He will be most expert in the Shruti Shastra. He will have complete knowledge of the Puranas, especially the Srimad Bhagavat Puran, the Srimad Bhagavatam and all other Shastra. He will have the ability to remove all doubts in the disciple. Mainly, by his own experience in bhajan, he can remove all doubts. And secondly, by his knowledge of shastra, by his tattva gyan, he can help the disciple. But really, the Guru's own realization should be prominent. We see in the history of Naraji giving mercy to Vyasadeva that Narada told his own history to Vyas and helped him in this way. Also Gopu Kumar, he gave his own knowledge of bhajan to his disciple Janasharma. Otherwise, only book knowledge will not be sufficient to nourish the faith of the disciple. Therefore, from the mercy of such a mahant, such a sadguru, one will achieve shraddha, or transcendental faith. Therefore, that guru who is expert in the Vedas and those shastras which are in line with the Vedas, who by knowledge of shastra and by logic and argument, he can cut all the doubts in the heart of the disciple. That Sadguru should have strong faith and realization. That Sadguru should know by his own realization what does it mean, the mercy of Guru. He himself has attained Kripa Shakti from his Guru, therefore that Sadguru has power to nourish the heart of the disciple. Therefore by the association, if the Guru is an Uttamadhikari, most excellent, just by his blessings one can achieve bhakti. And if Sadguru is a Madhyamadhikar, then he mercifully gives his association, and by hearing Harikatha, the disciple will slowly enter bhakti. But if the Guru himself is controlled by lust, greed and other bad qualities, then what to say for that? Even if we see that the Guru appears in a good family, Satkarma Nipuno Vipro Mantra Tantra Visadaro, but still he has no qualities of Vaishnav, then we should not accept him. Mahaprabhu gave all these instructions clearly. Kiva vipra, kiva nasi, sudra kina noye, krishna tattva veti se guru hoy. Mahaprabhu said, who knows krishna tattva, he is guru. Whether he appears in a Brahmin family, a sudra family, whether he is sannyasi or anything. But who knows krishna tattva, that is the main qualification for guru. Therefore that Mahapurush, that Sadguru, he gives diksha, and that will cause the first sprout of bhakti to appear in the heart. Therefore, diksha is not fulfilled, completed in simply one day. The day that we take mantra from Guru, this is called anusthanik diksha, or for want of better language, the formality of diksha. But that real diksha, that paramartic diksha, or transcendental initiation, will be completed upon this achievement of bhava bhakti. Therefore, that paramartic diksha, that transcendental initiation, the disciple will realize divya jnana, what is my relationship with Krishna, at the stage of bhava bhakti. Sri Rupa Goswami has said, Sura Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamsa Samyabhag. At that stage, the disciple can realize his transcendental identity, his siddha sarup. This is called divya jnana. Therefore, first three things. We must guru padasrai. One must take shelter of the guru. How? By taking harinam from him. Then one must take diksha and shiksha. That means one will hear Krishna mantra from him. Then one will perform guru seva. Therefore, by these three things, by taking harinam, by taking Krishna mantra, and by guru seva, by these three limbs of bhakti, one takes shelter at the feet of Sadguru. Therefore, it's not a fact that simply I take initiation, then cello, no relation with guru, no. We'll have to perform seva to the guru with faith, then this process of diksha will be completed. Therefore, Sri Kaviraj Goswami, he goes even one step further and says, before we take diksha, one must serve the Guru by body, mind and words. Then when Guru is satisfied, then one should take initiation. In the Gita, Krishna gives the same idea, tad vidhi pratipatena pariprasnena sevya. One must approach the Guru with seva, with inquiry and with surrender. Then Guru will give his mercy in the form of initiation. Therefore, before initiation, there should be a mutual examination. The disciple should examine the guru. Does he have the symptom of a sad guru? Is he absorbed in Hari Bhajan? Is he detached from material life? Does he have direct realization? The disciple should examine these if these qualities are present in the guru. And the guru must also examine the disciple. Has the disciple come for some self-interest, some benefit? Or have they come for Hari Bhajan? Therefore, after both the Guru and disciple examine each other, then the process of diksha may be undertaken. Therefore, how will you please Guru? we will please Guru by Nishkapat Guru Seva, serving Gurudev without duplicity. Therefore, this Guru Seva is to be considered the supreme attainment for the disciple. But sometimes, the Guru may be qualified, but he accepts bogus disciples. Those bogus disciples simply disturb the Guru by going to him and telling many types of histories, or he is doing that, he is doing this. Therefore, he simply causes disturbance to the Guru. Guru, that time, may feel some disturbance in his own bhajan. Therefore, Rupa Goswami gave warning, don't make many disciples, because unqualified disciples simply cause disturbance to the Guru. Therefore, the disciple should look, is Guru bhajan parayan, expert in bhajan? Then all these things are given.
श्री कृष्ण प्रभु एक पंखा भूल कर दीजिए अरे देखिए सर इलेक्ट्रिशियन आए हैं रविनंदन प्रभु के साथ मालिक पंखा भूल कर दीजिए
भजन
क्रिया तो प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस
भजन क्रिया भजन
भजन डिवोशनल सर्विस
श्रवण कीर्तन स्मरण मंडन भाव से
हियरिंग चैंटिंग श्रवण कीर्तन
अथवा
वचन मनन दासम सख्य महात्मा
साधु संग नाम कीर्तन
साधु संग
मथुरा वास
नाम कीर्तन मथुरा वास
ये सब भजन
श्री मूर्ति अश्रद्धा सेवन सो फाइव लिम्स ऑफ डिवोशन सर्विस आर नाइन हाउ वी शुड एग्जीक्यूट डिवोशन सर्विस दिस हैज बीन एक्सप्लेन्ड
भजन क्रिया दो रकम
है भजन इज डन इन टू वेज
अनिष्ठिता
विदाउट डेडिकेशन एंड वन इज विद डेडिकेशन निष्ठिता
जाते निष्ठा उत्पन्न हो गई से भजन
वेवरिंग एंड अनवेवरिंग वन वे हैज डेवलप
निष्ठा
वेवरिंग फेथ हां वन हैज डेवलप निष्ठा
और जाते अभी निष्ठा उत्पन्न
हो गई हैज नॉट डेवलप्ड निष्ठा यट
तो समय तिनी
गुड़ विकल्प विषय संग्रह नियमक क्षमा
तरंग रंगनी
इट इज ऑफ सिक्स टाइप्स
छात्र
शास्त्र
अध्ययन आरंभ
करते when he begins education in the school or college
पिक्चर वाला कोई की ने दिया हो
the first in the first kindergarten he gives
माने
पिक्चर बुक
अना ए अपल आता चित्र दिए दिया
हो ये फॉर भक्ति दे
आम माने आम
आम मींस आम मैंगो
एप्पल छेलेटा देखे प्रसन्न हुए
सो द डिसिपल
और सब फोटो देखे और
डिसिपल लुक्स एट द पिक्चर्स इन द टेक्स्ट बुक एंड इज वेरी हैप्पी
ही कैन गुरुदेव प्रसन्न हो
गए ही इज वेरी हैप्पी ही इज एबल टू रिसाइट द अल्फाबेट and he tells him oh very nice you are the best student and then he gives him some adoration some
encouragement
similarly a sadhaka
jakhan harinam
when does harinam
ityadi grahan kare
bhajan
madhye pravesh
bhajan
sarvapratham
he first studies
खाइते पीते उठते बसते दिन बेला एवं की
डे टाइम नाइट टाइम व्हाइल वॉकिंग
एवं की बेड़ाई का संबंध समय जोर करे धीरे धीरे जे कोनो बात को नाम करो
ओनली योर सेल्फ यू विल गेट ऑल परफेक्शन समहाउ चैंट द नेम नो मैटर व्हाट गुरुदेव सेज एनी टाइम यू कैन चैंट
हरि नाम 16 राउंड करो
16 माला करो
प्रथम 16 राउंड्स
लाइक स्वामी महाराष्ट्र 16 राउंड्स Then he develops headache when he has to do 64 rounds. Then his body is weak and he has a headache. Then he cannot, he gives up chanting the rounds. If he is sick, he doesn't chant rounds. Then Gurudev will chastise him. Oh, why you are not chanting name properly? Then give up all other instructions. Faithfully. Without a faith. So this disciple is not, the first stage of bhakti is shraddha, faith. If you have no surrender, then how can we advance the project? Surrender. Author Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written, he says, Sarvapratham, first of all, in the beginning stage, he will have Kautuhala
mind.
He is explaining the mental disposition of the disciple, which is full of preliminary enthusiasm. The KG student will think, I have become the biggest scholar in the world, but I can recite alphabets.
उसका उद्यम देखा जाता है उसी प्रकार भजन के प्रारंभ काल में वही लोग अवतार
देते हैं एक्चुअली इन द बिगिनिंग स्टेज ऑफ डिवोशन ही शोज ग्रेट एंथुसियाज्म
और
एंड देन
बोले कोई जी सबले प्रशंसनीय
देन ही थिंक्स दैट आई एम वर्थ अप्रिसिएशन आई शुड रिसीव अप्रिसिएशन फ्रॉम एवरीवन
आई एम भक्त और भजन सिंह
आई एम भजन एंड माय भजन हैज बिकम परफेक्ट Actually, he is only at the beginning stage. He is a Kanishtha. But first, in the beginning stages of devotional service, he has some enthusiasm, preliminary enthusiasm. This is enthusiastic bhakti. And this is full of enthusiasm, beginning enthusiasm. Drama.
Be ready for drama.
Hare Krishna Rama, be ready for drama.
Therefore, the second chapter, Bhajana Kriya. Bhajana Kriya means the activities of bhajan, especially the ninefold process. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Then the fivefold process of bhakti, sadhusam, nam, kirtan, bhagavat, shravanam, atunavas, shradaya, moti, sevanam. Therefore, this is called bhajan. But how we should do bhajan? Todashan rakin. Bhajan is of two types. Nishtita, fixed, with fixed determination, and anishtita, not fixed. Therefore, first Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes anishtita bhajan, bhajan with unfixed determination. That is of six types. Utsahan mayi, excessive enthusiasm. Garna tarala, thick and thin determination. Vyud vikalpa, cannot maintain his vows. Visai sangara, fighting with thee. Desires of material enjoyment. Niyamaksama, not maintaining his rules and regulations. Tarangarangini, floating on the waves of material happiness. But first is Utsahan Mayi, of the sixth stage of Anishtita Bhajan. For example, when the student goes to school, the teacher teaches him, A is for apple, B is for banana, C is for cat, D is for dog. Then the disciple learns A, B, C, D, Then the guru says, then the guru goes, very nice, of all disciples, you are the greatest. How you could learn so much in one day. Then disciples becomes very much enthusiastic. In the same way, this is called Utsahan Maya, he's too much enthusiastic. Sri Vishwanathacharya Thakur describes the state, the new sadhak's state of his mind. When the sadhak first comes to Gurudev, Gurudev gives him Harinam. You should chant 16 rounds a day. But from that day, the sadhak begins chanting 64 rounds. Whoever he meets, he says, chant Harinam, you will achieve all perfection. He goes on day and night, Harinam, Hare Krishna. Then some headache comes, Hare Baba. Then he cannot do some sickness, he feels a little weak. That time Gurudev hammers him, oh, you are not doing bhajan properly, why you are not doing with faith? Then his mind becomes disturbed. In the beginning he thinks, I am the greatest. And his enthusiasm is also like that, completely new and immature. At this stage he has no surrender to Guru. If he has no surrender, then how he can perform bhajan? Therefore this is the first stage of Anishchita Bhajan.
Kalke Surya Kunda Tarpare
Pehle Gaur Ban Jayenge
Pehle
Surya Kunda
Jayenge Surya Kunda Unko to Gaur Ban Nes to Gaur Ban
Surya Kunda Kab Jayega
Saab Tu
Pehle Gaur Ban Parikrama
Parikrama will be there.
Then
you will go to
Parikrama hone ke baad mein
after Parikrama you will go
to jo darshan hai darshan
ji sorry
master stand ke paas mein
then you will take Parikrama
masala hai santon ki ko
then there are
different usme prasad pa
then should take prasad pa
prasad pa karke fir wahan se
after that you should go to
pokhar hai
you should go to the
chaga hai
the chaga
parvat hai
Satyagiri parvat and then you should
Hare Krishna, Surya
Kunda
last. Hare Krishna, tomorrow we'll visit Varsana. Photography is strictly prohibited there. I'm requesting you again and again, please don't make any photography in the Varsana temple. Otherwise you have to lose your camera, video camera, everything. Don't make any photography there in Varsana temple.